Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Swingin' Stories. I go by the name of ASAP Harwood. In this episode, I'm going to title it Chapter 4, Swinger / Tinder Date. But before we get into the Swinger / Tinder story, I'm going to discuss a few things. I would like to give a big shout out and thanks to everybody that's out there listening, downloading, and supporting the Swinger Stories. This is your first time tuning in. You can go back and check me out on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. And if you like what you hear, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you think. So according to these stats out there, I do definitely know a few people out there listening to this show. So I want to go ahead and get those shout outs. This time, I'm going to go ahead and give out the top 5 cities and then the top 3 countries outside of the United States. So let's start with the cities first. Coming at number 5, we got Los Angeles, California. The number 4 is Washington, D.C. Number 3, Boston, Massachusetts. Number 2, Atlanta, Georgia. And number 1, Wichita, Kansas. Now, the only thing I know about Wichita, Kansas is their basketball team. Pretty good basketball program. But if anybody's out there in Wichita, go ahead and shoot me an email. Let me know what you think about the show. I'd love to know how the swinger lifestyle community is in Wichita. And moving forward with the top 3 countries. Number 3, we got the UK. Number 2, Australia. And the number 1 country outside the United States is Canada. So big shout out to everybody that made the list. And if your city is not on the list, go ahead and spread the word to your family and friends that live in your town. And maybe next time you'll be on that top list. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can always send me an email at asaphardwood710@gmail.com or find me on Twitter at asaphardwood710. So the other day I was at home watching the Hall of Fame NFL inductee ceremony, and I was just thinking to myself, if I was to stop being a swinger, being in the lifestyle community, what would be my Hall of Fame moments? What's some of the moments that I will cherish forever and always remember? Because the moment was so special and it just stands out and I'll never forget. So moving forward for each episode, I'm going to go on ahead and share a Hall of Fame moment. And if you have any Hall of Fame moments, let me know. So this Hall of Fame moment recently just happened. A couple of weeks ago, it was my birthday and my lifestyle girlfriend and her husband wanted to come down to visit me. The type of work I do, I work for a third-party company that works inside of hotels. Without going to any further details, but at this one hotel, I worked at that particular location for 5 years, so I know all the front desk people, the GMs, and everything like that, so I still got a good relationship with them. So with that being said, I can reach out to a few people, and I'll try to get a good rate on the hotel rate or even an employee discount. I called my friend up, said, hey, I'm looking for a good rate for this particular weekend to celebrate my birthday. She looked it up. She said, I can give you the employee rate. And she said, will your wife be joining you? And I kind of hesitated and laughed. Said, yeah, this would be me and my wife just celebrating the weekend. She said, cool. So she books the reservation for me. So I tell my wife that the game plan for that weekend, that me and my lifestyle girlfriend and her husband is going to be staying at the hotel that I used to work for 5 years. So she's kind of nervous. She said, aren't you kind of scared that you're going to run into somebody you know, or they're going to figure out what's going on, or somebody sees you with her, then what's your story going to be? I was like, we'll figure it out. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but we'll see what happens, and we'll just take it from there. So moving forward to the check-in date, we agreed to meet at the hotel around 4:30. I get to the hotel around 3:50 just to check in a little early. And the first person I see is my man, very hard worker. From 7 to 3, he works valet, and from 3 to 11, he works bellman. So he's always at the front of the hotel. So it's like, man, how am I going to get around with him not seeing me with me and my girlfriend? So I was like, I'll figure something out. So we caught up, because it's probably been like 2 years since I last worked at this location. So we caught up on things, and I kept it moving. And then I'm about to get on the elevator. I see the security guard. He gives me a dap. He's like, what's up? What's going on? Then I go to the front desk area. And is the lady that made the reservation for me. She's there. So she checks me in and gives me a complimentary upgrade, puts me in the corner suite with the hot tub, gave me a champagne bottle. She's like, here's 2 glasses. In my mind, I was like, I really need 3. one for my own girlfriend and one for her husband. And she was like, where's your wife? I said, oh, she'll be joining me in a few minutes. Just wanted to check in and get through early. She had a couple of things to take care of before she came down. It's like, cool. And then as she checked me in, I see the GM of the hotel. He's like, hey, man, what's going on? How's everything going? I was like, damn, man, everybody going to see me. I'm going to be stuck in the room the whole night. But so time I go upstairs and put my bags down, my girlfriend calls me, tells me she's they're 2 minutes out. So I go back downstairs because now if you ever been in the downtown Baltimore area to valet, you know it's like almost $40 a night. So I was like, let me go show you where to park at. It'll be a little cheaper. We're in the car. I tell him, man, I already seen like 3 or 4 people in the hotel. So like everybody know that I'm here. So like this is how we're going to handle the situation. Anytime we leave out, I'll be a minute in front of you or you be a minute behind me. So they won't be looking suspicious. So when we get out the car, get to the hotel, the bellman's still out there, but he doesn't see me. So I walk past him and then they walk right behind me. And the funny thing is, dude, he's waiting for the elevator. And then she struck up a small conversation. She's like, so, sir, what brings you to this hotel tonight? I said, oh, I'm just, celebrating my birthday. And he's like, oh, okay, because we're here for a concert. And so we laughed about that going up on the elevator because the security guard was nearby as well. We get upstairs. We get comfortable. Then we start having a nice hot makeout session. And then we take things to the bed, pull the panties down, put my tongue on the clit. Within 3 minutes, she was coming all over my mouth. Next thing you know, we started fucking, had a nice little fuck session. And then after that, we just relaxed for a while. Then we decided to go out to get something to eat. And of course, we had to do the same game plan because my man still at the front entrance of the hotel. And when we get back, we fill up the hot tub and had a nice sex session there. That was awesome. You know, and what makes this a Hall of Fame story is just the thrill of being caught. Everybody knows you. If somebody could figure out what's going on, if they're looking at the cameras, they thinking that my wife is in the hotel with me, but it's another lady. And used to work at this hotel for 5 years, and I'm just having amazing sex at this room. It was so awesome. Then we had this big bay window overlooking the city, and I'm fucking in the window. We were just all over the hotel room. It was a great night. So I'm always definitely going to remember that night. So that's my Hall of Fame story. Well, if you have any Hall of Fame moments, feel free to shoot me an email or send me on Twitter. Definitely love to hear your story. And I'll go ahead and share it as well if you would like. All right, so now moving on to chapter 4, Tinder/swinger date. So I knew the concept of Tinder, swipe left if you don't like, swipe right if you do like. But I never really seen the app in person. So one day we're at work and at this new hotel that I'm working at now. It's a big location. And they have a lot of events, a lot of galas and different things like that. So my friend, he's on his phone. I was like, man, what you looking at? I'm on Tinder. So let me see how that work. So he's just going on there. He's swiping left, right. Both parties have to swipe right. Then you'll get a message saying it's a match. Then you have the capability of texting that person. Just move forward with the conversation. And he says you could break it down for the distance of mileage on the phone. Like, so if somebody's 20 miles away or 10 miles away, but he said he usually just set his 2 miles away because sometimes he might see if he sees somebody that's on the app that's actually in the hotel. So he does that just for fun. So that's why he started off doing it. And he had a couple of hits, but nothing really happened. He might have went on a date or two. So just for fun, I decided to create a Tinder account. And so when we're at work, I just go ahead. I was swiping left, swipe right. I would get matches, but nothing ever like went past, hey, how you doing, stuff like that. So on one day, I was just at a social event, and I fired up the Tinder and I swiped right. Then next thing I know, I saw it was a match. So I'm not a Tinder expert, so I'm not 100% sure how everything works, but I just know, like, I have my location set into 2 miles. And then the person I matched with, hers was set at 40. So does it work if she likes my profile? Does she automatically become on your feed, your timeline? And if you like it, then you'll get a match. I'm not sure. Let me know. So after we matched, to my surprise, like 2 minutes later, she sends me a message. Hey, how you doing? How's everything going? Then I respond and blah, blah, blah. So after a few messages, just like, can we move off Tinder and move this to Kick, you know, just to exchange some pictures and to confirm that you are a real person and I'm not being catfished. She said, cool. So we exchanged everything, checked out. So we continued to talk. So like I said, her mile ratio was 40 miles. So since I lived in the Maryland area and she lived in Pennsylvania area, we decided to meet at a halfway point at a restaurant just for our first initial meet to see how everything goes. So we arrived at the restaurant. She definitely looked just as good as she did in the photos. So we're chilling at the restaurant, having a good time after a few appetizers, some drinks. So like, would you like to move this conversation to the car? So we sat there in the car, we was talking. Next thing you know, we started having a heavy makeout session. I probably think we was in the car for like at least 30 minutes, just, you know, filling each other up and kissing. And after that was over, we definitely agreed that we would like to see more of each other. And we called it the night. So I forgot to mention, she is aware of my, you know, that I am in the open marriage / swinger lifestyle community. So she's not in there, but she did seem kind of intrigued about the whole situation and how everything works. So I just said, hey, how about this? On a second date, it may sound crazy, but would you, how would you like to come visit a swinger club with me? She thought about it for a second. She said, sure, I'm down for that. I'll tell you what, there's a swinger club about 1 hour from you, 2 hours from me. Let's meet here on this particular date on a Friday, you know, where it's not as crowded and you won't feel overwhelmed when you get there. She said, okay, cool. So that day comes, we meet up at the club. She has a nice little cocktail dress on, looking very sexy. So by her being a newbie, they give her a tour of the club and just walk around telling her the do's and don'ts and all the information of the club. Now, this particular club has a sit-down dining area. So we get, once we did the tour, we got something to eat. And after that, we eat just to make her feel relaxed, went to the bar area, had a BYOB, had a drink. Then we sit down at the table, just kind of looking over and see how everything is going. I said, you like to join me in the hot tub? So we go to the hot tub. Now I must say, this hot tub at this club is very huge. I'm not sure the exact number, but I'm pretty sure you can fit like 100 people in there. So once we get in there and we take our clothes off, it's about maybe like 3 out of 4 people in the tub, but they're on the far end of it. So we get in there, we're just chilling. Next thing you know, we start having a hot, heavy makeout session. Then I look at her and tell her I want to eat you out. And so we get out the tub and take a quick shower. Then we find a playroom. We go to the room and take her clothes off, start eating her out. And then after that, she said, I want to suck your dick. She's sucking on my dick. Oh my gosh. It was like, this girl, her skills was amazing. It was feeling so good. And after a few minutes, I was like, I'm about to come. She said, yes, please do come in my mouth. So after I come, she continues to suck, and I'm still hard. So I grab a condom, lay her on the bed, and I start fucking her. She's really enjoying it. She's wrapping her legs around me, just moaning and screaming, coming all on my dick. Then she says, flip me over. I want you to fuck me doggy style. I want you to pound me out. So I get behind her, start fucking her. Then she comes, then she collapses. Like, this was awesome. This was a great feeling. After that, we freshen up and go back to the main part of the club. Sit there and got another drink. Now, while we were there, a few people approached us just to talk to us, see how everything was going. But she wasn't interested in, like, you know, going with another couple or things like that. But she did mention she would be interested in to being watched. I said, oh, interesting. You know, there's a voyeur room where it's a window and people can look in the room and see what's going on. And she said, yeah, I would like to try that. Take me to the area. So we go back to that room. We take her clothes off. She goes down on me. She gets on top and I could look at the window and I could see there's several people looking through the window just observing what's going on. And that was definitely a hot session there. We go back to the club. pretty soon the club would be closing. And she was like, well, I don't want this night to end. I said, well, it really don't have to, because you know you can rent a room for the night here. She said, oh, really? So we go to the front desk area and see if they had anything available, and they did. So I ordered the room, and I say we probably definitely had sex 3 or 4 times throughout the night, and it was so hot. Then after that, we got a we left and got something to eat at a local eatery during the time we're eating. She did express she had a great time. She doesn't see herself becoming a swinger, but she definitely enjoyed the experiment. So that's my swinger / Tinder date story. The chances of me swiping right and finding somebody that's down to go to a swinging club that's 100% vanilla is probably not going to happen again. But hey, I definitely enjoyed this one. I'm just going to go ahead and keep swiping right and see what happens. Well, there you have it. The chapter 4, Tinder / swinger date. All right, I'm about to go ahead and wrap this podcast up. I thank you for listening. As always, you can find me on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or Podomatic. ASAPHardwood710@gmail.com and ASAPHardwood710 at Twitter. Well, until next time, this is ASAP Hardwood signing off. What's your swinger story? ASAP.